Everything About Red TV is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Everything About Red TV. I'm your host, Crispy and Man. Welcome to the Survivor Ghost Island recap for episode number 1 and 2. Right here on Everything More Other TV. So, first of all, welcome to the 36th season of Survivor. I believe this is my 6th season. Couple seasons now I've covered. I did Cambodia. I did the one after that. Second chances at Cambodia. And then I think I did the next two after that. Yeah, the Millennial vs. Gen X Game Changers. And then, obviously, Heroes versus Healers versus Hustlers. And then, I think it's about 4 to 6 seasons I've covered of Survivor now, about 4 to 5 maybe at the most, possibly. I don't know. It's hard to remember how many seasons I've covered over the course of time, obviously. So Jeff said Survivor is the most sociable social game out there. They're also talking about can these castaways reverse the curse this season with fixing the past mistakes of other castaways from the past seasons. Also, if anyone goes to Ghost Island, they will be surrounded by relics. Obviously, the snuffers that snuffed out torches. Also, you're going to be seeing some idols going to play. Also, advantages from the past seasons from Survivor Australian Outback, as I was talking about in the actual preview podcast yesterday, here on Everything About Road TV. And, yeah, so pretty much they're going to be using a lot of those, advantages, and also those idols are going to be kind of back in play this season, so it will be interesting to watch. It will definitely be interesting season indeed to watch and see what happens, especially. So tribes have to pick someone to represent their tribe, obviously like their leader, someone to lead the tribe. Manolo picked Brandon to represent their tribe. And then Tavidi got Chris. Jess said this was a challenge. There was actually an actual challenge that's going to happen. So the leaders of the tribe, I guess, represent the tribe for this challenge, obviously. They will have to run, they have to decide who will run the challenge, also who will do the puzzle side of things in the challenge as well. So that made things kind of interesting. Brendan picked Michael for the running, and Laurel for the puzzle. Navidi picked Sebastian for the running, and puzzle was Desiree. Morgan ducked because I guess she didn't want to get picked. I guess she didn't really want to be picked to do the challenge. So one person from each tribe will be running through an obstacle, and then from there they have to grab 3 bags of ropes. Sorry, no. They will have to retrieve 3 keys. And then from there, they will have to solve a puzzle, and they will unlock the puzzle. Once they do that, they have to put the first person to put the puzzle together wins. And then obviously, I guess the what they win is obviously they will have they're gonna have a thing of rice, not as much as they normally do in any other past season of Survivor. They will not have that like as much rice as they normally do in a regular season. Also, they have a machete, they'll have a pot as well. And if they win, they'll get fishing kit, a fishing starter kit. Also, I believe they were going to, loser. So pretty much loser loses the fishing gear. They go back empty with little small thing of rice and the small cooking pot and the machete. Jess said he will start a sand timer. Once it stops and you think, you know, you cannot win, you can pull the lever, and then obviously the puzzle will just disassemble and fall to the ground. And that will be on Brandon and Chris to decide. So also there's a penalty for forfeiting 20 eggs and flint to start fire. Also, as a penalty, I think also they said they're going to add on 20 eggs and flint to start fire. So that helps them out a lot. So they get a lot of, it's a big reward. And Sebastian and Brennan were whipping through it. Both of them got through. And then they're going for the second key. And then Michael and Sebastian got it. Sebastian was in the lead. Michael slowing down. And then Sebastian's third key. Michael was having problems there for a bit. Desiree was on the puzzle. Laurel on her puzzle. Then the sand started. So Jeff pulled the cork out of the sand. And everything, and it started. So both Brendan and Chris had to watch the puzzles and see who's doing better. If they think they can't win, obviously, like I said, they can just forfeit and then they lose everything pretty much. They are pretty well, they lose everything. Like, they are punished. So if they give up, they will have to give up their fishing gear. And I believe they get nothing. It was really confusing when I first heard what the reward was. Like, what the hell is this? What is it? Like, I have no clue what it is. I had no clue what it, like, how it works. So Chris gave up on Desiree's puzzle. So Malolo got the 20 eggs, They got the fishing kit. They got they got the 20 eggs, the fire making kit. I believe they had all I think they had the fishing gear. I don't know. They might have. I don't know if they had it, if they got it or not. It's a huge advantage for them. Getting fire, obviously. Chris made an important... also making the important call. You know, they have to make the right call right now. And then also, if they were going to do it again, would they know? Dominic said Chris made the wrong decision. I agree, you know. You should just let it battle out. You know, in my opinion, you should just let things battle out the way it is. You should not even just worry about what is going on. Just let them battle it out then, you know. You got to make the right choices in this game. Especially being Ghost Island season, it will be very interesting indeed to see what's going to happen. So they have to stop it now before it gets bites them in the butt. Michael said it was humbling to be there. He told his tribe he is 23, not 18. Stephanie said, call her Gonzalez. Obviously, we know that the one tribe has two Stephanies. We have the older Stephanie, and then you have the younger Stephanie Gonzalez, obviously. And also, she said, bugs and ants do not bug her. And by looking at her, she's like a girly girl, but that they ain't seen nothing yet. James is exotic. Jonathan is not too brainy. Sebastian, it was Seabass and the tribe. Dominic leaves. So, obviously, Dominic left leads in his construction site on his regular everyday job, which is pretty cool. He's gonna have to lead his construction crew. So he has some leadership right there. His wife and kids gave him the blessing. Chris and Sebastian went out to talk. Chris told Sebastian told Sebastian that they wanted to team up in this. So obviously Sebastian and Chris are teaming up. So possibly there's an alliance going on between these guys, and they're going to work together in the game. So who to get out first? They talk about Dominic. He is well built. Sebastian said, going to get this guy. And then Sebastian said, going to get rid of this guy first. Jacob so pretty much Jacob's shoes went washed away through the tide. So Jonathan has no shoes now. Pretty much the tide swept it away, and it is now gone. So he asked if there was an idol. It said probably. He went to find an idol. They figured he was finding an idol. They went to so they went wants to vote him out. So obviously now they are targeting Jacob, and they want him out. They want him out of this game right now because he's looking for an idol. You know, idols are a big thing in this game. Definitely it is. So Jacob was gone for, has been watching since he's four. Jacob checked everywhere. He also checked the rice, and he kind of dumped some of the rice into his dirty socks, which I thought was disgusting. Obviously, I thought it was just disgusting that he would throw his dirty socks, actually, the rice into his dirty socks, and now people will have to eat that stuff, and it's not going to taste too good, obviously, and they're going to be a little surprise for them when they start eating the rice. There'll be a big surprise, obviously. So, they notice the spider web in the camp, and then Wendell making a crab trap to trap the crabs so they can eat, so they have some food, and they can keep well nourished in this game. And then Wendell talking to Sebastian, who to get out first. He said Dom. Wendell said Dom, went to Dom and told Dom what was said. And then said Chris has a coalition against him, obviously. So going back to the immunity challenge, they have to race across a bridge. And then from there, they have to kind of get their, I guess it's like a cart. They have to get bags of ropes, and then from there they have to pull a sled with puzzle pieces. Once they do that, get all the pieces across, they have to form a cube puzzle. First tribe to do that wins immunity, and a safe from tribal council will not be, have to go to tribal council, and nobody will be voted out. Loser obviously goes to tribal council. Someone's voted out of this game. And so the Natiti tribe was the Natiti tribe is also playing for fire. Jeff said Ghost Island is back in play, is in play. Obviously the Ghost Island, the losing tribe, the winning tribe will pick someone from the losing tribe to go to Ghost Island. They will not be voted out. They will not be want to roll at tribal councils or safe. So they have to choose somebody, obviously. So Malolo was on the rope and working on their, I guess they're working on the bags. Malolo has three puzzle pieces. And then Natili, how do I pronounce that name? Navidi tribe was in the lead, and then they lost some pieces. Malolo lost some pieces. Natiti Navidi. I think it's Navidi. Navidi was running it back. Obviously, they're running back the sled. Vidi was loading their final three pieces. Malolo was coming behind. Vidi has all their pieces. Vidi working on the puzzle. Malolo was on the puzzle as well. And then Vidi, Bradley, Wendell, Dominic, and Kellen were solving the puzzle. Malolo was Jacob, Michael, Laurel and James solving the puzzle. Kellen was barking orders. Navidi with a few pieces. Malolo saying one person at a time to talk. Obviously, Navidi was close. And then Navidi wins immunity. So they got their actual fire in the form of flint. So they will have to not worry about making fire with sticks this time around. They have their flint and they're able to make fire finally. And also, they were losing with a big advantage. And they were supposed to be the strongest tribe of all time. Jeff said it is a big statement. Navidi gets to pick someone to go to Ghost Island and will not be voted out of the game. Obviously, like I said, Navidi chose Jacob to go to Ghost Island. Jacob wanted to go to Ghost Island and find what it is. Malolo said now to find someone else to vote out. Jacob said last 3 days the tribe has been trying to figure out what Ghost Island is. And then Also, when he got there, they had the idols from China, from James. James had two idols, if you remember correctly. He had two idols that were used, that were not used. He went home with both of them. And then the snuffers were there as well. And Jacob had to smash a urn and then a game to follow. So it was a game to follow. Game on, follow the fire. Ghost Island, game of chance. Which means he's going to play a game of chance where he could win a secret power of some sort. Excuse me. And if he wins, he gets the power. If he loses, he will lose a vote at the next tribal council. So that means he will not be able to vote at the next tribal council, obviously. So if he picked it right, he gets it. If he picks it wrong, he loses his vote. He was talking about that. He chose the left side. He got a secret vantage Sierra had in Game Changers. I remember this vantage very well. He has to use it by 13 people left, or also, so either 13 people left or 6 people left in the game, and it guarantees him immunity. But also, we're talking about Sierra, told Sarah that she has the secret advantage, and that's why I got Sierra voted out with that advantage. And then Jacob has to will it to someone else on the other tribe, so he can't use it. Jacob cannot use this vote, obviously. So he chose to give it to Morgan because she has a lot of spunk. And then at Malolo, talking about voting out Gonzalez, he told one of the tribe members to shut up. Gonzalez, Chelsea, talking about getting the weakest player out, Donathan. And then also the girls talking about, you know, they can use Donathan as a vote. Getting rid of Gonzalez, she is like the strongest player in this game right now, and would probably be the best move for them in this game. But don't forget, you have to keep strength the first part of the game. My thoughts is you have to keep strength the first game. But I know Survivor is now based on social game because it's changed so much over the years. It is now a social game compared to what it was before. So she is also talking about Gonzalez being a big threat. She'll be a big threat in this game. Michael facing Michael has a lot of strength in this game. So obviously talking about maybe getting Michael out as well. So the first vote can ruin their game, especially with Ghost Island in play this season. So Tribal Council, Malolo got fire. Obviously we know fire represents life in the game Survivor. You don't have fire anymore, you're out of this game, and so are you. Fire is out, so are you. So it's definitely smiling, taking everything in. Ghost Island, excited, kind of exciting, but don't know what Ghost Island is yet. Jacob making a few mistakes in the game as well. Laurel wanted to keep the tribe strong. Jonathan feeling the heat. Relationships will affect tonight's vote. Talking about experiences as well. Puzzle making challenge. Gonzalez should have been doing the puzzle. She can put the puzzle together in her head. So definitely I think that was a big major flaw. They should have actually got her to do the puzzle. Because if she's strong in puzzles, then she can go very far in this game. So also have to trust somebody in this game. No alliances found yet in this game, kind of early. Well, there probably is a few alliances in the game, probably on the other tribe, I think. I think, no, maybe not. I think it is Navidi that has an alliance, I think. So, there's a lot of whispering going on. Gonzalez asking who to vote for. Donathan, you know, there's a lot more whispering going on. The vote. So, one vote for Donathan, one vote for Gonzalez, two votes for Gonzalez, three votes for Gonzalez. First person voted out Survivor Ghost Island, Gonzalez. And Dominique has a feeling that he don't fit in here in this game. So, he's worried about actually fitting in into this game right now. He is really concerned that he doesn't fit in here. He's just not going to be part of it. So he is, you know, he is kind of concerned that he is just not going to be here much longer because nobody seems to like him and whatnot. Dominic was looking for an idol. He found the idol in the dark. Obviously, he couldn't read the clue because he had to wait until it was daytime. Dominic got the authentic idol that Andrea Bohickey from Survivor 26 had when she was voted out of the 26th season. I remember that moment very well. I can remember her getting voted out. I can remember her confusion of her being voted out of this game. And I was like, she was like, what? Really? Like, she couldn't believe it. So, Andrea thought she had a trustworthy alliance, but she was blindsided. So, she was the first female to be voted out with an idol in her pocket. So, that's the one of the moments of the big mistakes that were made in the game, obviously, was the idol that she had in season 26. So, this tainted idol is yours. Can you reverse the curse? Donathan said he plans to reverse the curse. Morgan reviewed the legacy advantage. Morgan got the legacy advantage that Sierra had. She can use it on when there's 13 people left in the game or 6 people left in the game. I guess if she gets voted out, then she has to will it to someone else. That's what I'm thinking. That's what will happen. She will have to will that to someone else in this game if she gets voted out with the advantage in her pocket. Obviously, maybe not. You don't know. Like, this is a whole new game this season. So you never know. It might not be willed to anyone else. It might just be, you know, she'll go home with it in her pocket. And then the curse just continues. Jacob was forming... Okay, so Jacob was forming what to do. Tell them. He wasn't sure what he's going to tell the rest of them. What the Ghost Island is. He will tell them. He will not tell them about the legacy advantage. So he's not going to tell them at all. He will tell them he has an idol, and obviously he crafted a fake idol, and obviously the season, I know what happens when you have fake idols. Nothing happens when you have fake idols, because fake idols don't get you very far in the game. Obviously, we know that from this fake stick thing from Eliza and Jason back in Micronesia, Fans versus Favorites. That's a good example right there. Jacob came back to camp, asked who was missing. They said Gonzalez was voted out. Jacob told him about Ghost Island. He pulled his fake idol out. He obviously wanted to tell him that he had an idol, a real idol, make it like it was real. He's playing it regardless, which has zero value, as we know, because it is not a real idol. The rest of the tribe said it's a fake idol. We don't believe it. We don't think it's a real idol whatsoever. So they put all the votes on him and the next tribal council. And they want to make him comfortable. Definitely not sure what to believe, if it's a real idol or not. He wants to use Jacob for the votes. And Dominic making good rapport with the rest of the tribe. And then Dom talking to Chris. He wasn't gunning for him. Chris asked him if he got the idol. Obviously, Dom lied and said he doesn't have the idol. And then, obviously, he kind of made a fake idol out of it all. Yeah, he made a fake idol. So, another fake idol this season. On the double episode of Survivor. So, this is the episodes of the fake idols recently. This is definitely the season of the episodes of the fake idols that were being made. So he also said that he wants to go to the end of the game with him. Chris said, you know, something seems off with this idol. You don't trust him. He doesn't believe it is an actual idol. So immediately they have to run through an obstacle course. They release 2 of the buoys. Then once they do that, they will have to collect all the marked buoys. From there, they will have to put the remaining tribe members will have to throw the 8 buoys into a net. First to get all 8 with immunity. Also playing for reward, chairs, pillows, hammocks, and clean clothes is the reward. Also, the winning tribe will have to pick someone from the losing tribe to go to Ghost Island. And you'll have to send out for this challenge. Navidi, moving very quick. Bradley and Morgan extending the lead. Michael release the buoys for Malolo tribe, obviously. Chelsea was Sebastian in the water, and then Chris connecting collecting all the marked buoys, and then James was struggling in the water, and then Chris was flipping through the water, and then James was really struggling. Navidi scored one. Malolo, James was just kind of swimming around. Donathan was also in the water as well. I guess Donathan had to help out James. Finally, he went down. He got them all released. Navidi has two. Malolo definitely was collecting all the marked buoys. Navidi has five, then six, and then seven. And then Malolo missed. Desiree got the last one. Navidi wins immunity and reward. Navidi got to send someone to Ghost Island. And they decided to send Donathan to Ghost Island. And it'll be interesting to see where they're going to go. So Jacob said he is going to use his fake idol to take control of this game. Also, talking about Ghost Island, at Ghost Island, Donathan, pretty much he smashed the urn. No game for him today. So obviously, they're not going to be the game. There's no game this time around for Ghost Island. So maybe every second week, maybe there will be a game, depending, I guess, which urn you hit, I guess. I guess certain ones have a game of chance. Some of them don't. So, some of them are good. Some of them are bad. I guess it depends which one you actually hit as well. So they said James said he choked on this challenge. He's going to do what it takes to bounce back. Chris talking about Jacob, getting Jacob out. Also, he has an idol fake or not. So obviously, I think they want to flush it out to see if it's an actual idol or not. So, and then so they were talking about also putting the votes on James just to make sure, in case it is a real idol, then they have to vote for someone else, obviously. Also, make Jacob comfortable. Definitely telling Jacob she wants to work with him, play with him in this game. He is strategic. Also, bet one of the big players. They want to get one of the big players out of this game, Michael. And then also talking about what is good for the game. He told them the idol. Jacob told Stephanie that the idol is fake. Is there no real idol? It's not true. It's not a true idol. It's a fake idol. He did win, though. His legacy advantage, or he had it, but he had to give it to Morgan on the other tribe. She said she used this to her advantage later in the game. Stephanie told Jenna that Jacob is targeting all the bigger guys, obviously, like Michael. Jenna said Stephanie wants to get out one of the big guys, and she will go with it. The big guys found a click, and they can be dangerous in this game. So Tribal Council, Jacob grabbed fire. Obviously, he was in there on the Tribal Council last time. So then he grabbed fire, obviously. So as fire represents life in the game. Once blah, 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 blah. The whole line Jeff says. And you're going to be hearing it probably for the next few weeks. Especially if Navidi actually does go to Tribal Council. So also talking about the absolute disaster of the challenge. Also talking about James choked at the challenge. Jacob was the first person to Ghost Island. Could get advantage. Also, you mentioned he found an idol. Obviously, information and balance. They were talking about that as well. And then Jacob said thinks that they're still the best team, the best tribe out of all times. Also, they were talking about the relationships, trust, and friendships in this game. Michael is a fit guy. He hopes he's not on the one voted out in this case. So they voted. Jacob voted for Michael. No idols played. Obviously, Jacob did not play his fake idol, so I don't even think he chickened out to play it. I know he did, because it is fake. It is totally fake. So, one vote, Michael 1 volt James, 1 volt Jacob, 2 volts James, 2 volts Jacob, 3 volts Jacob. Second person voted out survivor, Ghost Island Jacob, and Malolo is down two tribe members. Next week, there will be a twist. You're gonna be dropping your bus, switching tribes. Ghost Island is back in play, so that should be interesting to see what will happen next week on Survivor. I believe, if I'm correct, there is only one episode this week, or next week, sorry. I think they're not doing another double right now, but you never know with Survivor. Like, it's just, you can't expect it. It just comes at you. All these twists and turns come at you pretty quick. It does come at you pretty quick. So with that, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this episode of Everything About Reality TV. I appreciate you guys tuning in and on your extra time of your day. Also, if you're new to the podcast, please subscribe to the audio only feeds. You can follow me on social media, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Crispy on the Web. Also, a reminder, let you know, I was supposed to do Big Brother Canada 6 cast preview tomorrow, and I can't. I will be out of town, and so I will be gone all day, so I will not be here in the studio to do it. So I will be pushing it off to either Sunday or Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. I'll be doing the preview podcast for Big Brother Canada 6. So I'm looking forward to that. And with that, thank you guys for much tuning in. And I will see you guys on Sunday or Monday for the Big Brother Canada preview for season 6. Bye for now.